You're listening to SBS News.
A group of 14 students from Belmore Boys High School in Sydney's southwest recently visited nearby Bankstown State Emergency Service Unit. One of the students, Mustafa Al-Najjar, admits it was an organisation many knew nothing about.
They didn't know nothing about it. It's like, it surprised me how they do everything like for nothing. They put themselves in dangerous things just to help us. Like, it's amazing.
Mustafa Al-Najjar is just one of the 99% of students at the school who come from non-English-speaking backgrounds. The school's principal, Hala Ramadan, says it is important for the students to learn about such organisations.
For them to be able to be successful citizens, informed citizens, they need to be involved in things like these. Schools are all about educating kids, and they're all about the learning and well-being of children, but there are things that schools on their own cannot provide, and I'm quite grateful that we've actually teamed up with all of these services and service providers outside of school to educate the kids about their new home, because ultimately Australia is their new home.
The Young Humanitarians Project gives refugee students in particular the opportunity to find out about organisations they might not be familiar with. An organisation some students, like Ahmed Al-Mzamel, see themselves perhaps being part of one day.
Yeah, why not? It's very interesting. I like it.
Which parts of it do you like?
Help people, save people's lives.
The Red Cross says nearly 4 out of 5 Australians have experienced an emergency, such as a flood, cyclone, bushfire, or even terrorist attack. But the organisation says less than half have thought about the risks such emergencies pose to themselves, their families, and their homes. With that in mind, the State Emergency Service is on a push for greater diversity. Todd Burns from the New South Wales SES explains.
When the SES gets out there and helps people, especially in the aftermath of floods and weather events, we need people who can communicate with their communities and understand their communities.
The organisation's minimum age for joining is 16. But while some people may think volunteering has become old-fashioned, volunteer numbers in the 16 to 25 age bracket have actually doubled in the past 10 years. New South Wales Multiculturalism Minister Ray Williams says it provides a great example.
When young people from Syria and Syrian refugees get to see that firsthand, I just think that builds a much more vibrant and a much more accepting community.
Matt Kennellan, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.